Hey, podcast listeners, I'll make this short because I'll assume you listened last week when I gave you the entire spiel. We're in the middle of our fundraising marathon, and we've got a short interview with Laura Cantrell coming up. This interview was really just to promo a local gig, so I didn't podcast it. But since we've got a podcast going on now, I'll let you listen to my discussion with Laura because she's an interesting girl, one of my favorite music makers. We'll hear what she's got to say in a minute. I wanted to remind you, please pledge to the WFMU fundraising drive. It's only one more week. You can go to WFMU.org/Michael or go to michaelshelley.net/2012 and get the lowdown on my fundraising premium, which I've been telling everyone is so great because I really think it is terrific and I think you need it. $75 or more, you get this great CD with great artwork, you get a bumper sticker or WFMU soap, and you get a t-shirt, and you get to support this amazing radio station for another year, and specifically this podcast. Podcast costs money, by the way, for your information. Anyways, I'm going to play for you this interview with Laura Cantrell. Then we're going to hear some selections from side two of Super Hits of the 70s, all recorded exclusively for this year's premium, exclusively for WFMU. This is the only place you can get these amazing versions of these songs. And then we're going to hear one of the songs pretty much all the way through after the commercial, just as a little bonus for podcast listeners. So please, please pledge, please, or send me an email telling me why you didn't pledge. I'd be curious. I know a lot of people listen to this podcast. I would love to see some podcast support. Pledge live on Saturday from 11 to 1, or just head over to WFMU.org/Michael and see the link of a place to pledge. I hope to see that there. Here's my interview with Laura, followed by the Super Hits commercial, followed by an entire Super Hits song. And thanks so much.
In black Aberdeen, high heels and a handbag, robes of the queen.
Here is Laura Cantrell on the Fun 91. It wasn't so long ago that you could turn into these airwaves at this exact time and hear Laura each week, and now you're stuck with me. Laura, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Hey, Michael. I'm doing well. Although you're off by like 3 minutes or so, because I would be still running like a mad woman at this exact moment, trying to get ready for Radio Thrift Shop to start.
That's true. Well, it's been about, I don't know, 20 years since you started at WFMU, which is sort of hard to believe.
It's the 19. Come on, Michael, give us a break.
Well, you would be. I'm in my 20th year here.
No. You and I started on the air. We were class of 93. So yeah, you're right in terms of doing all the volunteer work and the
I think my first show is in 92, September of 92.
Okay, all right.
I hate to tell you. It's been a long time. We're old. We started at age 11 on the air.
There you go.
Anyway, Laura, you've got a bunch of shows. You've been playing every Thursday, well, one so far and three to go at a club called Hill Country. It's kind of a very large barbecue restaurant in New York City on 26th Street, and it's kind of a fun place to see a show. They got a giant room in the basement. You can sit down and eat food and watch country music.
Yeah, it's a nice, comfortable room, and it's got a nice atmosphere. It sounds good down there, so you know, I like to play where people can kind of kick back and enjoy, whether they are just getting there in time to have dinner or if they're already on to the next phase of their evening. So yeah, we're real excited about playing a whole month of shows there. I haven't played as frequently in New York. Obviously, as being off of FMU, I have a 5-year-old daughter. Sometimes it's hard to kind of get those gigs to be as consistent as you want. So it's really exciting to come and do a bunch of new material and play with some old friends and have a whole month of shows to do it, basically by the end, we'll be really good at what we do. So
come to the last. Well, tell me, what kind of a band is it? Because, I've seen you play sort of acoustic-y shows and big bands, small bands, loud bands. What are we in store for?
Well, basically, there's some variation between the next three shows.
Well, that's good, so folks can come to each one and not see the same thing.
Exactly, and next week we have Dave Schramm, who's a great local guitar hero, and Mark Spencer playing, and we'll be doing a lot of songs from the Radio Free Song Club, my contributions to that song, I guess you can just call it a song club, over the last year or so. Then the week after that, on the 16th, we'll be doing an acoustic show with more of a bluegrass type of lineup with Kenny Kosek playing fiddle and Jeremy Chatsky on the upright bass. And then for the last show, I'm really excited about it because we're basically going to do kind of a reunion with some of the my original band members. Jay Sherman Godfrey is going to come and join us. John Graboff on the steel guitar, and you know, play some of the original songs from Not the Trembling Kind and Roses, and the stuff that I really was doing, you know, 15 years ago when I was playing at the Lakeside Lounge and thinking about making a record for the first time. So
wow, I'm going to be in Mexico for that show. I mean, poor me, but I'm sorry I'm going to miss that one. I'm definitely going to go to at least one or two of these shows. It sounds like fun. I want to remind everybody, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Home, WFMU.org. Laura Cantrell is my guest, and for the next three Thursdays, 9 p.m., she'll be playing at Hill Country. Let's call it a venue in New York City, and information at hillcountryny.com, including very mouthwatering pictures of meat.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's at 30 West 26th Street, and they have an interesting, I don't mean to do a commercial for this place because I've never eaten there, but you can buy, all the food's available by the pound or by the ounce. So if you want to buy one rib, you can go ahead and buy one rib or one slice of brisket or whatever. And of course, lauracantrell.com, there's some information. Now, we heard Kitty Wells Dresses, title track of your last release. When is the next release coming?
Well, we hope that it'll be later this year. Still getting the plans together to record this spring. And, you know, if I could keep everybody, and mostly myself, on schedule, I'm hoping we have something out in the fall. So that's the goal. We're still working towards it.
All right. I'm down. I'm baited. My breath is baited. So get a move on.
All right. Working on it.
Kitty Wells, 92 years old, going strong. And you just played at the Grand Old Opry, didn't you, right around Christmas?
I did, on Christmas Eve. I was at the Opry on Christmas Eve, and I did the Kitty Wells Dresses song, and one that her husband, Johnny Wright, wrote for her. I don't claim to be an angel. You know, her husband passed away last September, and they were married for, I think, 73 years. You know, she's doing great, but you know, definitely has been a sad time in her family this year. And I would say Johnny Wright, from Johnny and Jack and the Tennessee Mountain Boys, is one of the more underrated of country artists in terms of how innovative they were and what cool music they made.
Absolutely. That kind of vein of pop country music that I love so much from that time. It's just, you know, it's not quite rock and roll. It's, you know, it's great.
Yeah, they were really open-minded and cool, and I don't think they get enough credit for that. So we're thinking of him, too.
Yeah, well, you know, when you go backstage to the Grand Old Opry, is there goo-goo clusters around? What's the situation?
You know what's funny, actually, you would appreciate this, Michael, because the guy who is the, you know, main checker at the door that you have to get, the first guy you have to get by to get into the backstage, he was passing out his own homemade peanut butter fudge and a recipe for everyone. If you liked it, if you had more than one piece, he'd whip the recipe out and give it to you. So, yeah, and it's a really cool, very family-like organization. You know, it's they treat everyone really well. And
so it's for real. It's not you don't go back there and people are discussing royalties and money. And
well, no, you don't. I mean, it's really there's a lot of like camaraderie amongst the musicians and the players and the guys in the band. The one thing I would say is it's very professional. You know, it's not it's very technically professional, but it's very down home as well. So it's kind of unique blend of familial and also very high level of you know, professionalism too. So
that's one thing I totally recommend if you're ever in Nashville, even if you don't even think you enjoy country music. The experience of watching the show from the audience is really a great window into a world, you know.
Absolutely. And it's kind of a, you know, it's an institution, so some of it's old-fashioned, but you see a lot of contemporary artists who are great. And I recommend it too. So
yeah, I went. I've only gone once, and I posted the on Facebook somewhere. There's a picture of the program, and this was, you know, 20 years ago. And the number of amazing acts I saw that night is purely mind boggling. You know, like 20 people who have had top 10 hits, you know, in one night. You know, it was amazing.
Yeah,
and they're almost all dead now.
Yeah, it's a unique place, that's for sure.
Well, we'll see you the next three Thursdays, 9 o'clock at Hill Country in Manhattan, 30 West 26th Street. I'm looking forward to it. LauraCantrell.com is the website for you. And I've got a song called "What You Said" queued up, just because one of my favorites. Any 2 cents we can behind the scenes about this one?
Well, you know, this one was written by Jennifer Jackson, who was based in New York for many years, a local songwriter, really great singer as well. This came about because of Radio Thrift Shop, because I would play her record, and I always played this song and on Radio Thrift Shop. And eventually, when I was looking for things to record, I was like, what about that Jennifer Jackson song that I am always humming in the studio when I play it on the radio? So,
well, it's funny, without your radio show to sort of, because you've got such a great ear and have always picked such great songs to cover, are you lacking in that department?
I would say it's a different experience. I more feel it when I, you know, when something notable happens in country music that I would have done a show about, you know. That's when I am like, oh, I'm not on Radio Thrift Shop anymore, so I'm not going to get out all the Buck Owens records for the...
Your daughter gets to hear a tribute to somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right, well, let's hear this, and we'll see you on Thursday. Thanks, Laura.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
Sure,
bye-bye.
Always a pleasure.
About change, about life, it turned so strange. What you said turned so strange. What you said. Now I see you, and now I don't, and now the words catch in my throat.
Mike Schell presents Super Hits of the 70s. Your favorite number one hits of the 1970s as done by your favorite stars of today. Stars like Stevie Jackson, Ray Mason Band,
Come and Get Your Love,
The Minus Five,
I Wish I Was Lying in the Arms of Mary,
Joe Pernice,
Don't You Know That It's Different.
J. Sherman Godfrey.
Couldn't right. I couldn't get it right.
Shibboleth. Splitsville.
How deep is your love?
Frank Lee Spray.
I can't get enough of your love. I can't get enough of your love.
Mike Viola.
Oh.
Reckless Eric and Amy Rigby.
Who treats you right, baby? It's the guitar man.
Yo Latengo. All these and more This fine collection is available exclusively through this radio offer and is not available in stores. The only way to own this fine collection is to pledge to the WFMU 2012 Fundraising Marathon. Remember, postage and handling is included. No salesman will call, and COD orders are not accepted. It's Super Hits of the 1970. Visit WFMU.org/marathon. Get yours today.
I love you.